I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello, and this is The Green Room, a weekly journal about arts and performance from Interlochen Public Radio. David, what does a green room have to do with the arts?
Well, a green room is a place for performers. It's usually between the dressing room and the stage at a venue. And it's kind of a place for performers to relax, maybe have a drink, maybe have something to eat. And it's funny because some performers are really, really particular about what they eat before a show.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know the story about Van Halen and the M&Ms?
Oh, yeah, tell this one. This is so good.
Van Halen's contract demand for venues back in the day, it had this one clause about M&Ms, and they wanted a certain amount of the candy, but they couldn't have any brown M&Ms. No brown ones. And people thought, oh, these eccentric, kind of entitled, crazy rock stars. But it turns out it was really more about safety than anything else, because they wanted to make sure that the venue was reading that contract for real, every single part of it. So if they had no brown M&Ms, you know, they could be sure that the contract had been read over thoroughly.
There you go. So it was safety and not diva.
Exactly.
All right. Speaking of divas, David, what is the first thing you think of when you think ballet?
Tutus.
Perfect, right? Waltzes. Okay, now imagine, okay, it's May 29th, it's 1913.
Okay.
You're all dressed up, you're going to the Ballet Russe, you're going to go see some pretty ballet stuff, right?
Get my tuxedo on,
all
right.
Yep, you're all great. Only what you've gone to is the opening night of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, which is pretty much the exact opposite of all of those things.
No tutus?
Oh, no tutus. Now, okay, you're looking at the stage. The stage is painted like ancient Russia. The whole story is set with a bunch of ancient pagan rites dedicated to the bear god Perun, okay, which culminates in a young girl dancing herself to death in front of a bunch of bear priests. And so everybody on stage is wearing long tunics and braids, and their cheeks are painted like dolls, their toes are pointed in, they're jumping up and down, doing all these weird ritualistic stiff movements, and this music.
Yeah, how does Stravinsky fit in?
It's just driving, crazy, ancient-sounding music that's still weird to people today. So you can imagine 1913, people are used to waltzes. They're hearing this. So they did what anyone would do in 1913, which was they started a riot. They threw things. They freaked out. They got in a big fight. But the whole ballet went on. So while they're throwing things at the orchestra...
Wait. It kept going?
It kept going. In the middle of the riot, the orchestra never stopped playing. Dancers never stopped dancing, even though they couldn't hear the orchestra anymore. Nijinsky was standing in the wings yelling the counts. And by the end, it was this just huge disaster that turned out to be what was later called Succès du Scandale. Because after that, everybody wanted to see it.
This is a little controversy and everyone will come up to your show.
Exactly. So after that, people would actually create shows hoping to incite a riot on purpose. And you can get all the Stravinsky you want, The Rite of Spring, just one of his works. Coming up next weekend, Interlochen is hosting a big Composers in Context festival looking at lots of works of Stravinsky.
Kate, I don't know if you remember, but last summer I did a story about a group of writers who I'd met in Traverse City. The unique thing about the group was that they were all either experiencing homelessness now or had been homeless at some point in their lives. Many were writing stories for the first time ever. And there was one guy who stood out in particular to me. His name is Randy Parcher, and he's also a visual artist.
So, like, there's the hug and, of course, cherries. Always got to have cherries around here.
Randy showed me some of the new artwork that he's selling when we met in downtown Traverse City this week. He only recently got into writing, but he'll be one of the readers at an event this Sunday for homeless writers. Here's something from one of Randy's new pieces called Golden Bells.
Strange that here it is almost spring, and my memory turns to the golden bells that I've carried from church to church and place to place since Christmas in my pocket. Memories made solid, yet they are in and of themselves nothing special, just two golden bells that make me wonder why I've carried them so long. One is big and looks like it fell off a Santa sleigh. To me, this bell is the wish of a little girl, for all she wanted was a bell from Santa's sleigh. Why did this little girl want Santa's sleigh bell? She did not say or could not put her thoughts into words. She didn't want a doll or toys, just a bell. But not just any old bell. She wanted one from Santa's sleigh. That's as far as I got.
Randy says he doesn't think words can change the world, but he does think they can change people and their views of the homeless.
I think it's really great to expand your knowledge, to expand your world, basically, by what you learn from other people. There, as an afterthought to this, I actually gave those two bells away to two little kids not too long ago. They were down here with their mom for breakfast, and I sat there, and they weren't eating like they should. And I said, if you guys eat, I will give you a special gift, these two little golden bells, and they're from Santa's sleigh.
They like that?
Oh, yeah, so they ate.
Now, when and where can we hear Randy read?
Well, Randy, and it's not just Randy, it's a group of writers. They're going to be at Inside Out Gallery in Traverse City at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
You've been listening to The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. These are taiko drummers. Taiko is a traditional Japanese art form, and there will be a taiko company in town at the Denos Museum in Traverse City on Friday.
Daniel Wanchura helped produce the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. And if you like the show and want to share it with someone, find a link right now at interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room.